Okay, let's check in now with Jeff Hartman, who is the editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, SB Nation's home for Pittsburgh Steelers content. And Jeff, when we go into each and every football season, it seems like there's four, five, six maybe teams that everybody seems to like because they've had a coach that's been successful in the past and a franchise quarterback. You know, whether it's New England, Green Bay, Carolina, Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is in that class of teams that everyone seems to think is in the contention or in the Super Bowl mix. Do you think it's fair to put Pittsburgh in that category?
Yeah, I think it's fair. They've had certainly a rocky road to start the season in terms of suspensions and injuries, but they have exactly what you just described. They have a winning coach, a franchise quarterback, great skill position players, and you know they're an up-and-coming defense, although some people point to that as still a weakness on the team, but they're a team that is pretty complete, and most teams that are that way going into the season, if they stay healthy, and that's a big if, can contend.
Yeah, you touched on that defense. It seems like they've invested a decent amount of early-round picks over the past couple of years trying to get younger, trying to get faster. You know, Shazier comes to mind immediately when I think about the Steelers' defense. What kind of expectations do you have for it going into the 2016 season?
Well, I mean, if you look at last year's statistics, and I know that it can vary from year to year, you're looking at a team that stopped the run well, but just could not stop the pass to save their life. They ranked 30th in the league in the pass defense category. I think that the Steelers can improve in the pass defense category and maybe become a better overall defense. They definitely did exactly what you just said. They got younger, they got more athletic, and the defensive backs that they have now also have very good ball skills, which is important. So I think that they might not move up much from 30th, but if they're around anywhere from 15th to 20th even, it's going to be a huge step in the right direction for them. It could make their defense even better in terms of a complete unit rather than just one-sided like they were last year.
Now, you touched on the suspensions also heading into the season. I want to get your input on this Redskins game coming up tomorrow night on Monday Night Football more specifically, but in terms of broad strokes with the offense, you know, Martavis Bryant, he's not going to be there. Le'Veon Bell is suspended for 3 games. Wheaton's out right now. I know you still got Big Ben. You still got Antonio Brown, which some people might argue is best quarterback and best receiver in the league individually, but have they reached a point where their inavailability makes you think this can't be the offense to begin the season that a lot of people think it's going to be?
Well, I think that with Bryan being out for so long in terms of, I mean, that was well before free agency that news broke. The Steelers were able to prepare themselves for that. They re-signed Darius Heyward-Bey. They had already drafted Sammy Coates last year, thinking about the potential of another suspension, which unfortunately came to fruition. And then you have a guy that's like Eli Rogers, who was the training camp phenom for the Steelers, who was a second-year player out of Louisville, went undrafted in 2015, had a broken foot, had to sit out all of his rookie year, but he looks like a little Antonio Brown clone and plays the slot really well. So I feel like if there's one position where they can withstand some suspensions or injuries, it's going to be a receiver. But at the same time, Le'Veon Bell, his suspension is more worrisome because I think he is the most dynamic running back in the league in terms of pass catching, vision, just the overall ability. And so I think that with the fact that they have Antonio Brown still, they still have Ben Roethlisberger, they're getting Le'Veon Bell back, and you hope that maybe they even get someone like Ladarius Green back at some point, then this offense could still be really, really lethal and really, really dynamic, even without Martavis Bryant in the mix.
We're joined right now by Jeff Hartman, who is the editor of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, SB Nation's home for Pittsburgh Steelers content. I'm Lewis Woodard. This is SB Nation Radio. Now, more specifically, Jeff, the Steelers are opening things up on Monday Night Football at Washington. Now, when you think about the Redskins and some of the challenges that they will present for the Steelers team, what comes to mind?
I think that if you look at their lineup and their roster, you look at some really dynamic pass catchers, but there's one in particular that really, in my opinion, would strike fear or should strike fear in the Steelers' defense, and that would be Jordan Reed. You're looking at an up-and-coming tight end who's really good, really athletic, and that's what Pittsburgh has struggled against historically in the past few years, including 2015. And so I look at this upcoming matchup, and if they can get to Kirk Cousins and force him to hurry, you know, extend plays, get out of the pocket, I think they have a really good chance of getting some turnovers, making some plays on the back end. But Jordan Reed is going to be the number one matchup for the Steelers defensively.
Now, on the other side, like when it comes to the Washington defense, I know that probably not as well known as some of the players in their offense. Like immediately when you ask me about the Redskins, I think, okay, Cousins had a nice year last year, and he's got a bevy of talented receivers. You know, nothing in their defense other than, say, Josh Norman really comes to mind specifically. And I know we were just talking about the Pittsburgh offense and how good it is through the air and how good, you know, you expect it to be even with suspensions. But is there an element to their defense that you think is, I don't know, more formidable?
Well, they do have some decent pass rushers. Kerrigan, D'Angelo Hall still playing, moved to safety. Secondary seems to be a strength to their team, and we've done some previews on them. I think that when we did our previews and did our film analysis of the preseason, as well as going back to 2015, their run defense is what they really struggled with. And so I think that the emphasis for the Steelers going into the team would definitely be running the football, staying balanced, a heavy dose of D'Angelo Williams, and try to keep them at bay. You know, those long time-consuming drives that hopefully end in touchdowns are going to be tough for the Redskins to be able to come back from. And so they don't have the big name players that you see across the NFL landscape, but at the same time they do have players that can make plays. They have a young defense, and so it'll be interesting, especially with Josh Norman and Antonio Brown. That's going to be something to watch, especially on Monday night.
Yeah, Josh Norman's a little on the chippy side. So does Antonio Brown typically get reeled into trash talking sessions with DBs, or is he a more low key guy?
Well, he trash talks with everybody. The problem is that he doesn't do it to the point where he gets flagged for it.
Yeah.
He's not really – I don't think he's that player that's going to get flagged, excuse me, for taunting, or it's not – I definitely don't think it's going to turn into what happened with Norman and Odell Beckham Jr. last year. But at the same time, Antonio Brown is very cognizant of what's being said, whether it's from Norman, whether it's from the media. And he's going to want to go out there, and he's going to want to put his best foot forward. He's going to want to let everyone know that if Norman's the best there is, he can't hang with Antonio Brown. And so he's going to want his touches. And if you watch the Steelers, he's going to get his touches. They're going to give him his targets, and he'll get his yardage probably. And the thing I think that we've noticed the most when reviewing tape is that there's a good chance that Josh Norman doesn't follow Antonio Brown. Last year in 2015, when Pittsburgh went to Seattle, you saw Richard Sherman do that. He followed him around. Now, the Steelers were very creative on how to get him open, how to get him free from that matchup. But Josh Norman seems to be more of a zone cornerback, and so I think that the Steelers aren't preparing for that one-on-one matchup all the time, but I'm sure they'll be prepared for it if that does happen.
Yeah, I'm thinking about some of the more specific things Josh has said in the offseason. It seems like it's been Odell Beckham, Demaryius Thomas, some of the former organization that he left in Carolina. I don't think he's poked the bear when it comes to AB just yet, but perhaps I missed it. Has he said anything in specific?
No, nothing in specific. He said, you know, Antonio Brown's a monster, and, you know, he said he's the best there is and all that stuff. But I think with Antonio Brown, for some reason, and I guess being a sixth-round draft pick, you kind of always have that chip on your shoulder, like you have something to prove. And so he's always kind of had that determination. He's had that will to want to prove himself to everybody, even though the last 3 years have been the best statistical three seasons consecutively of any receiver in NFL history. But he's going to want to go out there, and whether Josh Norman has said anything publicly or whether he says something on the field, I think he's going to want to go out there and he's going to want to show that really he is the best, and it doesn't matter who they put across him, he's going to dominate the matchup.
You know, it's funny, Jeff, and we're kind of out of time here, but it's funny you mentioned the chip on his shoulder from being a sixth-round pick, because that's something, you know, I'm a Carolina Panthers fan, so I know Norman was a fifth-rounder after being a walk-on at Coastal Carolina, so that's a huge part of his personality, too. So that will be even more fascinating when you watch those two guys battling out there, if they do play against each other a lot. You mentioned the idea that perhaps Norman will be sitting back in his zone and they can move AB around. But anyways, that will be an interesting backstory heading into this one. We'll get more information on what the Steelers and Redskins look like this season. Will be exciting. Once again, guys, he is Jeff Hartman. You can check him out. BehindTheSteelCurtain.com is where you can read his work, and you can also follow him on Twitter at BNGBlitz. Jeff, man, really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.